best of Mandy in the Morning on your 106.3.
Hey, Larry. Thank you so much for reaching out to us.
Thanks for having me.
Not a problem.
The whole thing with Taylor, it just left me pretty confused. I'm glad I can get some help, really.
Of course. Hopefully we can get you the help that you need. How did this all start? Like, how did you guys meet or go out on a date? Like, give us all the details.
Strangely enough, we actually met at the DMV. And I was, we were just waiting to be called and just sort of hit it off.
That's interesting. Really cool. And also a pretty good way to, like, pass the time while you wait, right?
Right. I know. The world's most boring place.
So how did the date go?
The date went really good. That's the thing, is like, after meeting at the DMV, I was like, okay, I doubt she'll even call me, but then she did, and like, the date was like a brunch, you know, very low-key kind of late morning, afternoon kind of no pressure date, and
right,
it went really good. Like, we talked for a long time, we had some stuff in common, and everything was just like as good as it could be, at least I thought so.
Right. So when was the last time you actually heard from her?
It's been probably almost 2 weeks at this point.
Okay. So why do you think she's not calling you back? Any reason? Anything weird happen on the date? Awkward conversation?
That's the thing, is like, it's been like 2 weeks and I've like thought about it so much. I've had so much time to think and I've gone back through it in my mind and been like, you know, everything was cool. Even like the DMV was fun. And then, you know, I mean, if you can make the DMV fun with somebody, then I'm like going, it just seemed like it should be a natural that we'd go out again. So I mean, the only thing I could think of is she said she was pretty busy, that she had like a couple weddings she was going to be in, and they might have been out of town or something. I don't know if they were, but that's the only thing I could think of. But even then, it's like, you know, I don't know why she wouldn't text me back.
Right. The least she could do is text you.
Yeah, it's like 30 seconds, you know what I mean?
I know. I don't understand it. I really don't. Well, let's give her a call.
I don't either, so I'm really curious.
Well, let's give her a call and hear her side of the story.
Awesome.
You're 106.3.
You're 106.3. It's Mandy in the Morning. We've got Larry on the phone for second date update. He thought everything went awesome with Taylor. They met at the DMV, had nice conversation, then went out afterwards. But he hasn't really heard anything from her since. So we're going to give her a call right now and find out what's going on.
Hello.
Hi, Taylor. This is Mandy from Mandy in the Morning on your 106.3. We are a radio station, and we're actually calling in regards to Larry. Do you remember going on a date with Larry?
Yeah. Hi.
Well, he actually asked us to contact you because, you know, he hasn't heard anything. Like, he's been sending some text messages, and you haven't really responded.
Yeah, you know, I had to go to a few weddings kind of like back-to-back, so I guess I was just a little busy.
Okay, I totally get that, but why can't you send him a text back or something, just saying, hey, I'm busy, I didn't happen, forgot about, you know.
Yeah, you're right. I know, I should have. I guess I was a little put off by how this all went down.
What do you mean by that? Like, how you met?
Yeah, like, we met in the DMV, you know, like, who picks somebody up at the DMV? I guess it's just kind of embarrassed by it.
I got it. So, I mean, it really doesn't have anything to do with, you know, Larry at all. You're just upset that you guys kind of met in a ugly, weird way instead of like a cute, romantic way?
Yeah, I guess I don't want people to think I go to like the worst places on earth and pick up guys.
I mean, I don't think anybody would think that at all. Did you at least have a good time?
Yeah, we did. When we went out, we had fun. You know what? Now that I'm saying this, I feel like I'm being stupid. It sounds like this is pretty stupid.
Well, you're definitely not being stupid. Everyone wants like a good story of how they met their husband or boyfriend. I just think that you're kind of thinking about it too much right now. Really?
Yeah, you're probably right.
Well, here's the thing. We actually have Larry on the phone with us. I think he might want to say something to you.
Oh my God, this is so embarrassing.
It's totally okay. I kind of understand what you're saying, but I think it's like a kind of cute story, really. Like, I chased you down the street and asked you for your phone number at the DMV. Oh. And also, Nick, we're on the radio now. That's a good story.
True.
Yeah, you're right. It was really cute when you kind of like followed me out after, so I guess I shouldn't let our meeting bother me. I'm sorry.
No problem. Not on my side at all.
Cool. So, I mean, do we have a second date? It kind of sounds like we do, Taylor.
Yeah, actually.
Awesome.
I'm totally into it.
Cool. Well, I'm glad that we could reconnect you guys.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for calling.
Your 106.3. Mandy in the Morning. Weekdays from 6 to 10 on Your 106.3.